Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
From a sermon by our Father among the Saints, Bede the Venerable. We read in the Holy Gospels that our Lord twice cast out business traders when he found them in the temple. But everyone of good sense understands that he does the same thing in the temple of the Holy Church by the examination made at the time of his daily visitation. These things should cause us great perturbation. We should dread them exceedingly with well-deserved fear, and carefully avoid them with painstaking diligence, lest he come unexpectedly and find something evil in us, as a result of which we should rightly be scourged and cast out of the church. This we should observe most of all in that place which is specifically called a house of prayer, lest we do anything unsuitable there, and hear with the Corinthians from the Apostle, "Do you not have houses for doing or speaking about temporal matters, or do you despise the church of God?" Unless with the Jews we hear from the prophet, "My beloved has committed many evil deeds in my house." We should also rejoice that we have become the temple of God by our baptism, according to the testimony of the apostle, "For the temple of God, which you are, is holy." And we should rejoice that we are the city of the great King, of which is sung, "Its foundations are on the holy mountains." The foundations of the church are on the solid ground of the faith of the apostles and prophets. But it should cause us no less trembling that the apostle says, "If anyone dishonors the temple of God, God will blot him out." And the righteous judge himself said, "I will blot out from the city of the Lord all who work iniquity." We should rejoice that the solemnity of the Passover is being celebrated in us when we attempt to pass from vices to virtues. The word Passover means passing over. We should rejoice that the Lord deigns to visit our hearts, namely his city, and that he deigns to illumine this Passover of our good actions by his benevolent presence. But we should have plenty of fear of his finding us doing something in his city other than what he himself loves, and revealing himself to us as a very strict requiter, which we will not love. We should fear that he may discover us to be money changers in his temple, and sellers of oxen, sheep, and doves, and so condemn us. Let us therefore give thanks for his mercy in imparting clearly to us, who now believe in him, the meaning of the mystery of his passion and his being raised from the dead, which he proposed at the close of his discourse to the unbelievers who were tempting him. The time is now near when we desire to celebrate the yearly solemnity of the destruction of the venerable temple, brought about by those who lacked faith, and also the solemnity of his beloved raising, which he himself manifested in a marvelous way on the third day as he had promised. Let us then cleanse the temples of our bodies and hearts, so that the Spirit of God may deign to dwell in us. And as the Apostle advises, having cast aside the works of darkness, let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honorably as in the daylight, not with revelry and drunkenness, not with debauchery and licentiousness, not with quarreling and jealousy, but let us put on our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with the Father in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end.